Okay, today is Daf Kuf Dalid. We are on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. We are in the fourth to bottom line where it says Amar Rava. Rava says, Hilchasa, the halacha is Echad Sandal Hamuskar, whether the sandal is Taras in the first stage, V'echad Sandal Mukhlat, or second stage, V'echad Sandal Shalavodas Kochavim, or it's a sandal of an idol. He made a sandal for the idol. Lo tichlots. You shouldn't use these sandals for chalitza, but v'im chalta chalitza sokshera. But if you did, it's okay b'di'evet. Why is it okay b'di'evet? So Rashi says on the first wide line on top, mochlot kidamaran shafilu b'shasrei for kari beged. Because even if it has to be destroyed, it's still called a beged. We don't have. He doesn't hold from that cheetah. Well, if it's omei to be destroyed, it has no value. Has no shear. No. V'lav melavhu ella gili milsa ba'almu. It's not a limud, it's a gili milsa. That's because we said we don't compare tuma to isurim yesterday. Right. It was only used for walking. In other words, you can mevatel it. Since you can mevatel it, it doesn't necessarily have an iser.
Actually,
you
For,
what do you mean? What do you mean? I prayed to that idol for 10 years, and then I didn't win the lottery. That idol is junk. You have to the idol. No, but then the shoe doesn't have any iser. It's not an iser. Right. The imishum iser chana chalitza lav lahanahu. Takiv farna the mitzvahs lav lahanuf nitnu. Therefore, it's all okay. Next, shel takrovis avodas kochavim. If it's a takrovis of avodah zara. Like some instrument for Avodah Zarah, not the Avodah Zarah itself, or Shalir HaNidachas, or Ner HaNidachas, or Shal Zakan Asloy L'Chvodo, or that means a shroud. It's Takrichim, right? If that's what it means. Lo Tachlots. You shouldn't use it. V'yam Tachlots Chalitasa Psula. Now it's Puzzle.
What? How do you make Chalitza with a shroud?
What do you mean? No, they made a shoe for the dead person.
A shroud from
I guess so. If they did, they say, "Oh, I'm going to use that shufa chalitza." You can't. Amalei Ravina LeRavashi, Maishna Zakin Asa LeChvodo Delav LeHilucha Avid, because you don't use that to walk. A shoe has to be made for walking, not to burying. The Bedina Nami Lav LeHilucha Avid. 1 second, but a shoe for a Bezdin. Also, who's going to wear that shoe? Let's say they have a special chalitza shoe in the Bezdin. They leave it in the closet. Who's going to wear that shoe? So I'm a lay. What ilu maski be shiluch of the beidin and mikapet alai deyana? Let's say one of the workers in the bezin put it on. Would the beidin get upset? So of course the gemara says no. Okay, next chalitza balayla. If you do chalitza at night, chalitza sakshera. It's okay. What's the issue?
Yeah.
We'll see it in gemara. Rabbi Elazar poses. Rabbi Elazar says no way at night. Bismal. What if you do it on the left foot? Chalitza sapsula. It's puzzle. Rabbi Elazar, Machshir. Rabbi Elazar says, it's okay. Okay?
Now,
Lema Bahaka Miflgi, let's say they're arguing about the following vort. The Mar Savar, the one who holds you cannot do chalitza at night, it's puzzle, makshinan ribim linegoyim. We make a hekish from a riv to a nega. What's a riv? A riv is a lawsuit. What's a nega? It's a wrath. Rashi says in the third line on top, Kol Riv v'chol Nega. They're all in the same pasuk. Ma negayim riyasam bayom. A nega can only be done by day. Because at night you can't see it. Tichsiv, like it says, Haroz bo, right, you have to see it. Af ribim bayom. So too, any lawsuit must be by day. V'chalitza dinhu. And chalitza is a lawsuit. Why? The govek suvasa, because you collect the ksuva. That's why they're having a... Now, what Umar Safar, the other one, holds? Lovak Shira, even little guy, you don't make such a heckish. So therefore, why not do it at night? So the Gemara says, Lov. The Kuliyama, Lovak Shira, even little guy. Everyone hold, you don't make such a heckish. The Imak Shinin, because if you do make such a heckish, then I feel you Gemardin Balayla Nami Lo. And even you can't make a Gemardin at night. And a Gemardin at night you can do. So everyone holds that. So that can't be the issue. V'acha b'acha miflagi, here's the issue. Mar Savar, Dono said it's possible holds chalitza b'tchilas din damya. Chalitza is like the beginning of a din. That can be done by day. That can only be done by day. Umar Savar, and the other man the Amar holds, Dono says it's kosher at night. Chalitza kigmar din damya. Chalitza is like the gemar din, and that can be done at night. Rabba Barchia kituspa avar uvda. He once did a chalitza, bimok. He used a beged that we discussed yesterday, right? Bichidi, by himself, ubalayla, and at night, right? Triple whammy. Amar Shmuel, kamarav, trifecta, exactly. Kamarav guvra de avik yichida. Right? What? Look at this guy. Look at this rabbi who did this chalitza by himself. Now, Umay Kusha, what exactly was Shmuel upset about? Because the guy did three things funny. He used a funny shoe by himself and at night. What exactly bothered Shmuel? Emok, the fact that he used a funny shoe. Stamatanya. Well, yesterday we had a tata that said it was okay. E Lila, Stamatanya. If he did it at night, our mission, someone said it's okay. Ella Yechidi Kakashale. Hechi Avid Yechidi. How can he do it by himself? Without a bezdin? So, the Yechida Ketanila. The Yechida, also we have a Mishnah on the base. We're going to do it later. The Tnan, Chaltza B'Shnayim. What if you only use two? What if you only have two Dayanim? You can't get a third guy. Oh, or Shlosha. You had three. But Veninta Echareim Karva Apostle. And one of them turns out to be a relative or it's Apostle. He's a no good Nick. Right? Chalitza Sapsula. It's no good. That's the Tanakhama says it's no good. Reb Shimon, Reb Yochanan Sandler, Machshirim. Reb Shimon and Reb Yochanan Sandler say it's no problem. So, if and what's the difference? Two or one already? So, can I do one also? Right? Not only that, Umaisa, there was once a story, Be'echad, Shechalad's Beino Luvena. They did a chalitza, just the two of them, that the Gemara is going to say tomorrow that somebody watched it. It Adam watched it. Because you can't, can you do that? Can you walk into Bezin and say, I gave a chalitza to her? Gemara is going to talk about that tomorrow. Can you walk into Bezin and say, I have a get? I got a get. He gave me a get. Can you do such a thing without a Bezin? That Adam?
Maybe
you get it. So, the Gemara is going to say tomorrow when it means Shechalas Benola Beina, the Beis HaSurim in the prison, right? Uba Maisel of Ne Rabbi Akiva, and they came to Rabbi Akiva, the Hichshir, and he said it's okay. Rabbi Akiva was also in prison. He said it's okay. Why is it okay? Because Rabbi Akiva held like them that you don't really need a Bezdin. By the way, Amar of Yosef, Bar Mayuni, Amar of Nachman, Ein Halacha Ka'os HaZug. No, we don't paskin like that Zug, that pair of Tanayim who said you don't need a Bezdin. We don't hold like that. You do need a Bezdin. Anyway, that's one answer. Viboy Sema Kulu Nami Yichida Katanila. His kasha was on everything. His kasha was on the funny shoe that they used, and his kasha was on the fact they did it at night. Why? The Kulu Nami Yichida Katanila. He's asking a kasha on everything. Why? Because everything's a Das Yachid here. We don't hold you can do it at night. And we don't hold like this, these funny shoes. And he's picking every Das Yachid. The Tanya Amar Bishmal Ber Yossi, Ani Re'itzi Yisim Bishmal Ben Alisha, I saw Bishmal Ben Alisha, Shechalat Pemok B'Yachidi U'Balayla. I did it at night. And with a funny shoe, and by myself. In other words, all Das Yachids. So Tosfos has an interesting historical Tosfos. Is it possible for Bishmal Ber Yossi to have seen Bishmal Ben Alisha? And he says there must be two Rabbi Shmuel ben Elishas. Because, right? Look at the bottom Tosfos. Kach kasa besvar v'kasha l'ri. Echi tochin shira Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi es Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. How could that be possible? Shener rag kodim Rabbi Akiva.
One second. Is
Rabbi Yossi
son?
Yeah. The Rabbi Yossi? I don't know. If it's that Rabbi Yossi? No, Rabbi Yossi is the Rabbi Yossi. Oh, the son of Rabbi Yossi. It could be. Why? Yeah. He says, basically, he says there are two... Exactly. How's it possible? He says there are two of them.
Rabbi Yossi's son. I'm wondering, as you know, Rabbi Yossi, is it Shemal with Rabbi Yossi?
Who?
Rabbi Yossi is not quoted very often.
Right.
You sure
it's that? I'm not sure. I think Rashi assumes he is.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
It's a very common name.
Correct. Next. Bismal, chalitzaso. If you do it with the left, if you do it on the left foot. What's a machlokes? If the word
in the Hebrew, in Mal Hebrew is Yud Vav Samach
Yud. Right. So the question that people is Yossi, is Yossi his real name? Or was it a nickname of Yossi? Of Yosef.
Joseph.
It's a machlokes about that.
I know, but I think almost everybody passes based on the way they use names over there. And it wasn't usually of Yosef.
They just made a nickname.
Like everybody
right,
else.
Right.
Like we do today.
Right.
That he liked, that he wanted.
Right. Right.
Yosef is a very common name.
Correct. You know, you're right. 100%. Okay. Bismol chalitzaso psula. Right? If you did it with your left on the left foot, it's puzzle. And Rabbi Eliezer said it's not puzzle. It's okay. So my time at the Rabbanon, what's the reason of the Rabbanon that it's puzzle? Amar Ula, Yalfinon regel regel mi mitzora. It's a gzera shava. Ma lahalon di yamin, af kan di yamin. Rabbi Eliezer, lo yolif relif regel regel mi mitzora. He doesn't learn that gzera shava. He doesn't have a Kabbalah from that gzera shava from his Rebbe. Ay, Votanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, 1 second. Menayin liritzia shi ba'ozen hayimonis. How do you know that Nirtza is on the right ear? Nemar kan ozen v'nemar lahalan ozen. It's gzera shava. Ma'al gzera shava from where to where? But gzera shava by the mitzvah. Ma'al lahalan yamin, af kan yamin. So how can there be Eliezer hold from that gzera shava, not that gzera shava? In other words, it's all the same idea. The idea is, we learn from mitzvah, the right side of the body. Amar of Yosef. Amar v'itach by Yosef. Amar of Yochanan. Mukhal afas ha-shita. You're right. Reverse the names in our Mishnah. So now Rabbi Elias is the one who said it's okay, it's not okay. Why? Because of Gzera Shava. Rava Amana Lal Motepach. You don't have to change the Gzera Shava. Ozen Ozen Mufni. You're right. Ozen, he does hold from that Gzera Shava because it's available. Regel Regel Lo Mufni. The Regel Gzera Shava is not available. Therefore, you can't learn the Gzera Shava. So, no, we didn't say you can't learn Gzera Shava. If it's not Mufni, you can't have a Kash on it. So says the Gemara, Vechilo Mufni, my Pircha Ikka. What Kasha could you have? Ikala mifrach, mala mitzora. Yeah, you know why your mitzora needs the right side of the body? Shekein ton, eitz, erez, ve'ezel, v'shni tolas. There's a whole production. So therefore, I need the right side. But who's to say that stam, just because I got to take off someone's shoe, has the medafka on the right side? Who's to say? No one's to say.
Why would that be an evidence that you need to use the right side?
Well, because since there's so much going on, well, machmir, the medafka use the right side. But by chalit, it wouldn't be so machmir. It's a kasha. It's just a kasha. That's all it is. Okay?
Are we still talking
about Yemen? Yes, we are. Next Mishnah. Okay.
Why are you getting back to the nighttime? How is he doing without... There's no agent, there's nothing.
What do you mean?
At nighttime, by himself? No.
So he held it. It was okay. We don't hold like that.
Right.
He...
You don't need witnesses?
No, he said, you can see tomorrow. The Gemara's going to say you need witnesses. That story in the prison, there were witnesses.
How come it's supposed to be something?
Because you can't walk into bed and say, he gave me chalitza. No one knows about it, but he's telling you he did. Trust me. You can't do that. So the Gemara's going
to
say tomorrow, there were witnesses. There wasn't a bezdin. So they came to be a kiva. Okay, so that's good enough.
No, chalitza has to be in public.
That's the optimum situation because you want to publicize it. Or Rashi had that funny Rashi. Rashi said it should be in public so nobody should know. No, Cohen should marry her.
Right.
Well, how many things hold stick today without Adim? I mean, you tell someone, it's Kenyan anymore.
What? Chalitza, ready? Now, you should know that a chalitza has three components. You listening? Chalitza has three components. What are the three components? Chalitza, taking off the shoe, spitting, which is done by her, taking off the shoe is done by her, and then saying tzukim, which is done by both of them. Okay? Good, got that? Now, are all these three ma'akev? What if you do two out of the three? What if you do one out of the three? Here we go. Chalitza. If you do chalitza, virakaka, and spitting, avalo kura'a. But you don't read the psukim. Chalitza so kshera. The chalitza is kosher. Kura'a, if you read it, the psukim, virakaka, and you do the spitting, avalo chalitza, but there's no chalitza, chalitza so psula. It's puzzle. So he's saying it's obvious. Chalta,
yeah.
What if you did chalita? Vikra, you read the psukim, avalo rakaka. But there's no spitting. That's a machlokas.
What's a chalita?
Chalita is removing the shoe.
Well, that's what you said, that's taking off the shoe.
Taking off the shoe.
It looks like here, it's two different things.
There's three components. We call it chalita. There are three components.
So,
chalita, reading psukim, which is done by both of them.
Right.
She says that you don't want me, I don't want you. And then the third one is spitting. So now you didn't do the rakika, you didn't do the spitting.
Right.
Rabbi Eliezer Omer Chalitza Patsula. It's puzzle. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chalitza Ksheira. It's kosher. Okay?
So
yeah, they don't let you eat, they don't let her eat. The practice is when a woman does chalitza, the day she does chalitza, she doesn't eat, and then I think they don't talk either. So the mouth should have a lot of saliva. Yeah. Amalei Rabbi Elazar says Rabbi Elazar, right? Rabbi Elazar held that if she doesn't spit, it's pasul. So says Rabbi Elazar, kachayase. It says kachayase. This is what you got to do. Kol davar shehu maise ma'akev. Any maise is ma'akev. It's not right. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. No, misham raya. That's not a raya. Kachayase leish. No, it's going back to the man. Kol davar shehu maise beish. Any maisa that the man has to do. That's the maisa.
No, one maisa the man has to do.
Which is
saying psukim.
So how come everyone held that if you say psukim, if you don't say psukim, it's okay? Yeah. Tosas asked that question. The question, the Tosas is on the top of Kuf Heyam and Aleph. Go there, please. So v'im tomar, ulaman da amar, da'akimas piv have maisa. If you hold speech as a maisa, heichi mamtin on kriya, how could you not have kriya? Speech as a maisa. So the Tosfos gives two answers. The yesh lomar, the mikal makom maisa guru hu yosa mirakika. Even if you hold it as a maisa, it's a weaker maisa than spitting. It's a very insignificant maisa.
In the scheme of things.
That's one answer he gives.
Isn't it a guru?
The other answer he gives is, inami or lo dummy lemanig bekal shu maisa gadol. That what it says like this: you're not allowed to have an animal, work with another animal, right? Or you're not allowed to have an animal move on Shabbos. So what if you yell at an animal and it moves? The answer is you're over. Why? Because what's the difference between yelling at an animal and it moved? And hitting an animal that it moved. In other words, what Tosfos is saying is, when does Dibur considered a Maisa? When it effectuates a Maisa.
When
is a reaction. So there's no difference if I hit it or if I speak to it, as long as I get it to move. Here, the speech has no other value. It's just speech. That's not a Maisa. Nobody would hold it to Maisa.
Yeah.
Speech is not considered a Maisa. We hold Lav Shem Maisa, you can all these cursing of yours, you don't get Malkus for that. Because speech is not considered a Maisa. I'll come over there. Yeah, but over there you effectuated a Maisa. Hey, just curse somebody.
Curse Hashem?
What?
Curse Hashem?
So cursing Hashem might be different, but then, what? Lashon Hara, all these things. We say Dibur is not considered a Maisa. Right? Why not? It's just not. What about this case? No, in that case, you effectuated a Maisa. Yeah.
Lashon Hara does affect.
No, but it means directly.
Oh,
it means directly.
Oh,
right? The case is yelling at the animal.
Physically.
I yell at the animal moves. What's the difference if I yell at it or if I pull it? There's no difference. I got it to move.
If the animal is deaf.
Okay. Here. Speaking about deaf, Hacheresh, a deaf person, Shenechlat, that did Chalitza, Vahachareshes, or female deaf person, Shecholta, that you did chalitza to her. The choletzes lekotten, or a chalitza done by a cotton, in all these cases, chalitza sepsula. All these cases are no good. Why are they no good?
Do they even need it?
What?
Do they even need it?
Yes. But yes, the Gemara is going to ask, you have to wait. Now, why are they no good? Because they're ketanim, and ketanim, people don't have any das.
Okay, what about the deaf mute? You're always in.
It's big problems. What if someone's married to a deaf mute? The question is, how can they marry the person to begin with? Right? You're allowed to marry a katana. That you're allowed to do. So, Kitana shechalta. Now, what about a kitana that got chalitza? You're allowed to marry a kitana, right? So, can you give her chalitza? Tichlo, it's mishatatil. You have to give her chalitza again when she becomes 12. V'yim lo chalitza, and if you don't, chalitza sapsula. The chalitza is puzzle. What does it mean it's puzzle? So the Gemara is going to say, it means, what? It
wasn't effectuated.
Does it mean it was nothing?
No, it just wasn't effectuated.
No, so what it means is, it's enough of a chalitza that no, none of the brothers can marry her. That's what it means. You've now made a note. Can she marry someone in the street? That she cannot do yet. Chalitza b'shnayim o b'shlosha. Let's say she did chalitza in front of witnesses, two or three, right? V'nim te'echer yakarim apasel, chalitza sapsula. The chalitza is apasel. Why? There's no bezdin. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, machshirin. They said it's okay. Umaisa, be'echer, shalchalas, benola, benola, beis hasur. There comes a story where they did chalitza in the jail. Uba, maisa, lefnei Rabbi Akiva, and they came in front of Rabbi Akiva, the hechshir. And he said it's okay. What? The point is nobody was there. That was the point. There's nobody there. The Gemara is going to say tomorrow that they saw through the window. That had to be Eidim. You can't walk in and say I did chalitza and no one saw. What? No, the Gemara is going to say tomorrow that people saw outside. They were watching through the window. They saw the chalitza. Then they came to Rabbi Akiva. We have Eidim. What? No, that's where it happened. It happened to me. They were in jail. Exactly. He was Rabbi Akiva was in the jail when it happened.
He was killed.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Next, Amar Rava, Hashda Damarta Kriya Lo Ma'akva. If Kriya is not necessary, which we said before, everyone held that if you don't do the Kriya, it's okay. Lefikach Ilem VeIlemes, a mute, Shecholto Chalitza Sam Kshera. It should be good. Who said it's not good? Tanan Cheresh Shenechlatz. Our Mishnah said a Cheresh that did Chalitza VeChareshe at Shecholto. If you do chalitza to a female deaf person, v'choletza es min hakatan or a katan, chalitza sapsula. It's all puzzle. My time, why? Lav mishum de lav b'nei kriya ninu. Isn't it because they can't speak? The Gemara says, no, that's not the reason. Mishum de lav b'nei dea ninu. It's because they don't have any das. They halachically don't have any das. Iyachi ilem v'ilem es nami. That an ilem and an ilem should also not be valid. Who said they don't have das? Right? Who, where did that come from? It says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Ilim Vilam, it's B'nai Deinu, they have das. Just, Apumayu, who dekavle, they have a speech problem. They're not considered a lot of das. A chavish, a deaf person, was considered lav bar das because they couldn't communicate.
Right.
That was the problem. We said in the past, they could be genius. But halakhli, they don't have any das because they can't communicate. An Elam can communicate. He can hear everything. He just can't speak.
How is he communicating?
He can write it. But if a deaf person doesn't hear anything, how can they communicate? Right? How can they communicate with you? Right. How can they? They can't. So they could be a genius. They could have a very high IQ. They just can't communicate with you. An Elam is not like that at all. Says Rafa, what's an Elam? It can't speak. So? Not a lot of bardas. Nothing wrong with an Elam. 1 second. Says the Gemara. Right? No, there's a different problem. They can't say the words. Ella ki itmar derava asefa itmar. No, Rava said his vart on the seifa. Right? Now what? Chereish shenechlatz. If a chereish does chalitza, the chareshes shechalta, and the chareshes a chalitza, v'acholatz is menakatan chalitza sapsula. The chalitza is no good. Why is it no good? They're all lav b'nei das. Amar Rava, Hashda Darata Kriya Ma'akva. Now you see here that what? That a Kriya is Ma'akiv? Lefikach, Ilem V'ilemeth Shechaltu, Chalitza Sapsula. Ilem would taka be puzzle. Why would it be puzzle? Because they can't recite. Umas Nisim, 1 second. But our Mishnah said that if you leave out the Psukim, it's okay. So why can't an Ilem do Chalitza? Our mission said it doesn't matter if you recite the Pesukim or not. The answer is, Kidr of Zera. It's Rav Zera's Vart. It's Amr of Zera. Kol haroi lebila, ein bila ma'keves bo. V'chol she'ein roi lebila, bila ma'keves bo. What does that mean? That means as follows. If you want to bring a carbon mincha, the Chacham decided that the maximum number of sa'ah you can bring in one bowl that you will be able to mix the oil with is 60. 60 sa'ah can mix with oil. What if I want to bring 61 sa'ah? I have to bring it in two bowls. Why? Because 61 sa'ah is too much to mix with the oil that the Torah says has to have come with a mincha. Ask the Gemara and Menachos, yeah, but you don't have to mix the oil anyway. That's bila. Bila means mixing. You don't have to mix the oil anyway. Mixing the oil is not ma'akev. So the Gemara answers, no. It has to be roi labila. If it's roi labila, ain bila ma'akeves. If it's roi labila, you don't have to do the bila. But if it's ain roi labila, if you can't, it's too much wheat, too much flour, then the bila is ma'akev. Therefore, you have to have two bowls. You have to have two bowls. One for 60, you understand? You don't understand? If you want to bring a carbon mincha, you have to have 60, the maximum amount of flour you can bring in one bowl is 60. Why? Because that's the maximum amount of flour that you can mix with the oil. If you have more than that, it's too much flour. Right? What if I want to bring 61? It's going to be too much flour, I can't mix it with the oil, I therefore need two bowls. Okay? Ask the Gemara there, Menachos, what do you need two bowls for? You don't have to mix the oil anyway. She says, you have to have oil, but you don't have to mix it. So the Gemara answers, it has to be roi to be mixed. And if it's 61, it's not roi to be mixed. So if, since it's not roi to, you don't have to mix it. But it has to be roi to be mixed. Okay? If it's roi to be mixed, you don't have to mix it. If you're roi to speak, you don't have to speak. If you're able to speak, you don't have to speak. You need the potential. If you need the potential, oh yeah, and if you have the potential, you don't need to do it. But if you're an elaim, unfortunately, and you can't speak, then the speech becomes va'akev, and it's puzzle. So an elaim can't do chalitza because he can't speak. A regular person who can speak doesn't have to speak. That's the concept of kol roi labila ein bila ma'akevus. It comes up in many places in Shas. I have a question, which I've never got a good answer for. It sounds like it's klutz kasha. But what's the answer? So, I have a kasha. So why do I have to put on tefillin? I'm roi to put on tefillin. If I'm roi to put on tefillin, I don't have to put on tefillin.
What, it's only unique to that?
Really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you another one. A woman going to the mikvah. When a woman goes to the mikvah, does she have to open her mouth and the water goes in her mouth? So the Gemara says, Tosfos says this, a famous Tosfos, she has to clean her mouth out. It has to be roi for the water to come in. If it's roi for the water to come in, the water doesn't have to come in. Call roi labila, but if it's not, but if she doesn't clean her mouth out, then it won't be a good tevila. It's not going to be good. Not going to be good. But if it's roi to be good, then she doesn't have to go open her mouth.
Your answer doesn't work.
Your
question doesn't work, though.
Why?
Almost every mitzvah.
Okay. So what's the answer?
The answer is a silly kasha.
What's the answer?
The answer is very simple.
Yes.
In a mitzvah that is the mitzvah. You can take, I bought an esrog, but I didn't bring it to shul. I can make the bracha because I'm right to do it because it's my house.
What's the answer?
On the flour and the water, you don't put it together. You don't put it together. Therefore,
yeah, you do put it together. You don't have to mix it.
Exactly.
So I can take a million saw and put oil in it.
You've already done a maisa, though. The maisa is you took the flour, poured the oil in. It's not ma'akev because I don't need to mix it up.
Okay.
But it has to be right for me to mix up. There's a big difference between the two. The potential's there on a maisa that you're doing already.
So you're saying because the potential's on a maisa you're doing already. I'll give you another one.
The woman's in a mikvah.
I'll give you another one. The Raj beholds. And Paskin, it's complicated halacha, what I'm about to say, very complicated. Let's say you have two letters that are touching in a Sefer Torah. It's not good, right? The Rashba says, well, since you could fix it, you know, even if you don't fix it, it's okay.
Very slippery slope.
Call it
right, Labila. Everything you can fix.
No, it's a whole discussion. It's a whole.
I'll answer that one.
It's a whole hack. What he meant by that? Did he mean that it was on weekday?
Shabbos
you can't fix it.
Right.
What did he mean? But it's fixable. Like it's not beyond. It's not so blotchy where you can't even fix it.
One second.
But the point is now the parameters of that. I don't want to get the wrong halacha out of what I just said. The parameters of that halacha are very very complicated.
Don't go
learn that sugya before you want to rely on that in a shul. But the point is still a very good point. that he uses it in a funny case like that. Now, what do you want to respond?
The response to that one is, are you allowed to write it that way?
Or no.
He just found it that way.
He found it that way.
Okay. So then you figure that you can. Why doesn't you write it that way?
It's no good.
Exactly.
That's why a plug, if your Torah is computer checked, then you know with 1,000% certainty it wasn't written that way. And then it happened later. Then you have a lot more coolers.
Correct.
Right?
That's
because you know for sure it wasn't written that way.
The ink split.
Something happened, there's a blotch, there was a you know, whatever, it was dirt, it got connected, whatever. Because you know that when it was written perfectly. So once you have that in your pocket, a lot of coolers kick in. Because you know it was what? Right. Because you know it was good when it was written. What happened later? All right, so later it wasn't written like that, it's all but the evet, and you have recovery labila, and they'll throw everything in.
Would that
work? 100%. 100%. It's very difficult.
Correct. Every day, you're good to
correct. How many times in history did a human check it and there was still a mistake? A lot of times.
We had that here.
100%.
The Hashem.
Because humans make errors.
You don't remember the Hashem Hashem one that was read for 5 years?
Right. Not some other halal. Some other halal don't make any mistakes, but some people do. Most people do. Anyway, you hear what I'm saying? So the question is, not about that. So the question is, why do I have to put on tefillin? I'm right to put on tefillin. So I asked Rabbi Levin across the street, and he told me, he said, okay, it's a good question. He said, I'm thinking the answer is, oh my God, we have to go. The answer is because maybe what similar to what you're saying, it's probably the same thing what you're saying. The question is if you have to do a maisa or just a result. Is there a maisa a woman has to go to the mikvah? No. There's no maisa to go to the mikvah. We just want the result.
Exactly.
There's no etzem maisa. I have to go to the no. There's no other way to get tar. Here, the maisa is put on tefillin. The Torah commands you to wear. The Torah commands you to shake a lulav. Well, it's in the house, so I can go get it if I want it. Can't say that really, right? When it's a maisa to do the maisa, as opposed to when all I want is the result.
So,
right?
So,
there's a maisa that the Torah. Yeah, there's a mitzvah to write the Torah, but I want the result. I want a good Torah.
In our case here, the Gemara,
Is a maisa you have to say the psukim? No, has to be recited.
Or does it have to be recited, or could you do sign language?
So that's a question I'm sure they deal with in the Achronim. I don't know. I think you have to decide it because it has to be in Hebrew.
Was that by you or anybody?
No, you, the husband, the man, and the woman. And the Ritva is going to say tomorrow, even if it's a situation of, I have to do Chalitza, I'm not allowed to do Yibam. It's an Erev or something. You still say, Ma'ein Yabbi, I don't want to do it. That's the Nusach. Even if I would love to do it, but I just can't because it's an Erev, you still say that same Nusach. And it has to be said in Lashon Kodesh. You hear? So that's what Rabbi Levin told me. So I think it's a pretty good answer, right?
Yes. Ah,
right? Okay.
Better than yours.
Same answer. He said a lundish twist, and Mati said a practical twist. Right? Same thing. Shalchule avua de Shmuel, Yivama Sharakaka tachlots. If a Yivama does rikika, you must do chalitza. In other words, you can't take that back now. Oh, I didn't mean it. I'm joking around. I really want to do. Once you do the rikika, even though you didn't do anything, what is that really?
You just
do that. Now you must do chalitza. You must follow through.
To that brother.
Michlal, the afisla lemeachin, that the other brother is now apostle. Mani, who said that? Ilem Rabbi Akiva. If it's Rabbi Akiva, what did Rabbi Akiva hold? Right. Rabbi Akiva held that if you do chalitza without rikika, it's good. Right? So he must hold exactly the reverse as well.
Right?
Then hashta, umaba mako mitzvah. When there's a mitzvah, meaning what? When you do chalitza and rikika together, it's a mitzvah. The ikula meimar midi to have a murim. It's just like a murim. What does that mean? The chiles nahu lo ma'akve. If I don't have any a murim, well, I can create them. I don't have any. Right? The chiles nahu ma'akve. But if you have them, you better burn them. Amar Rabbi Akiva lo ma'akva, and Rabbi Akiva said it's not ma'akiv the spitting. So ma'achin ifsalei. What, are you going to become possible from the other brothers? Doesn't make any sense, right? Ella rather the Rabbi Eliezer. It must be Rabbi Eliezer. Would Rabbi Eliezer hold that if you did chalitza or without rikika, it's no good? So he requires at least you got to do two out of the three, right? V'hashnei devar ma'matirin. It's two things that are matir. U'shnei devar ma'matirin. Ein ma'al in zeh b'lo zeh. You can't have one without the other. So what's that can't, he can't be him either. Ella, rather, kirebi, it must be Rebbe Shita. The Tanya, we learn, kisve atzeres, if you have kisve atzeres, ein mekadshin halechem. The kisve atzeres on Shavuos, you have two kisve, and plus lechem. Ein mekadshin halechem, ella b'shchita. How do you mekadish the lechem? With shchita of those two animals. Keita, what does that mean? Shachtan l'shman, yishachtan l'shma, v'zarka daman l'shman. Kiddush lechem, it's all good. What about this? Shachat shalal l'shma, v'zarkan l'shman. What if you did one l'shma, one shalal l'shma? Lo kiddush lechem. What about the other way around? Shachtan l'shman, v'zarkan daman shalal l'shman. Kaddish v'eno kaddish, divrei Rebbe. It's not really so good. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, l'olam eno kaddosh, ad shishchat l'shman, v'yizrok daman l'shman. You have to have everything l'shma. So Rebbe, who holds, maybe not, he's the same person that would hold, you can do one without the other. Right? And that's why Rekika alone would be good. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.